something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
This is the month of March 2024. And it's a very special one because of God's plan for us. Because we have several programs like the one we just announced to you, Healing Streams at the Middle. But before then, from Wednesday 6th, that is this week, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, 3 days, we're going to have Your Love All Special Season 9, Phase 2. You remember I started talking to you, sharing from the book of Revelation, and there are many things that I need to bring to you, to your notice, both from God's word and what's going on in the world, so I can give you the perspective from the Spirit. So, clear dates for Your Love Word Special Season 9, Phase 2, Wednesday the 6th, Thursday the 7th, and Friday the 8th this week. And then in the latter part of the month after the Healing Streams, Monday the 25th to Friday the 29th, we're going to have the Praise-a-thon. We call it Praise-a-thon, but I'm hoping to maybe make a change in the name so that it'll be better described. But we've used the term Praise-a-thon for so long. And Pastor Benny Hinn will be coming. Yes, we're going to have Dan Willis, Bishop James Spain. Yeah. Also, Bishop Clarence McClendon will be here. Dr. Mike Smalley will be here as well. And then Dr. John Avanzini will be here. So they're all coming. It's going to be great. That whole week from Monday to Friday. Then on Friday, which is 29th, we will begin the Global Day of Prayer. And they will join us in the Global Day of Prayer, which will go into Saturday the 30th. So don't forget, Global Day of Prayer. That's the first one for the year. It's usually the anniversary of the Global Day of Prayer, which we started March 27th, 2020. And by the way, that date will mark 1 year of unending praise. So we're looking forward to marking that in a special way. Make sure to be a part of unending praise. It's very important. Don't forget it. Oh, glory be to God. So I told you that March is loaded. And the more beautiful part of it is even the Spirit's direction for this month. Because, you know, when he gives us a message, a theme for the month, it's concluded first in the Spirit. And ours is just to walk in the light of it. And something that, of course, maybe we will discuss more fully during the Beloved Specials, is a verse I'm going to show you what God is going to do with us. Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 10, and use the Amplified Translation, the AMPC, and let's look at verse number 17. It says, "And the light of Israel shall become a fire, and his Holy One a flame. And it will burn and devour the Assyrians' thorns and briars in one day." Remember, the Assyrian is the spiritual description of the Antichrist in the Old Testament. He calls him the Assyrian. And you have to understand the prophetic language when the prophet speaks about what God's going to do to the Assyrian. So on the one hand, you may be reading like, it's addressed to the Assyrian king, and you think about the Assyrian empire. But you have to look more deeply at the prophetic word and see whether or not he's just dealing with Assyria of that day, or he gives you a clear spiritual connotation that helps you understand the futuristic perspective of that word. Now you look at it again, what it tells you. It says, "And the light of Israel shall become a fire, and his Holy One a flame." What is God telling you? Remember, we are the light of the world. And he's telling you that our light will not just brighten, but it will become a fire. A fire. And then it says, "And it will devour the Assyrians' thorns and briars in one day." We're about to consume, destroy those things that the Antichrist spirit has planted around the world. I told you they were doing some works. But we are the fire, and they are the chaff. Korase kilo mongo broski tarabaga santikia. Go brene kilo sondo go bradeske. You know, in the spirit, I saw armies of the Lord. I saw them. And I thought, why are they marching It's because this is the month of March. You know, I thought, why are they marching? And the Lord said, this month is the month of formations. See, formation is an arrangement of people or things to form a unit for a definite purpose. Formations are going on. It is also the act of forming or establishing something. It is the month of formations. And I'm telling you, in the realm of the spirit, we are having military formations. Things are going on, and God is organizing us. No wonder, you know, you're coming from a month of conglutination. So they come together in February, and in March they are being organized. Formations. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit. Lift your hands and pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost right there. Speak in other tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.